Welcome. This meditation is designed to help ease your fears. It is based on images from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. People have for centuries meditated on scripture, allowing the images to move deeply inside their hearts and minds. My prayer is that this particular meditation will help to ease your fears. It is common during times of meditation for the mind to wander in and out as you listen. If you notice your mind wandering, you can gently guide your mind back to the sound of my voice. It is important that you know that you are in charge of this experience. You can alter words or phrases as you choose. In fact, your mind will do this naturally as you intuitively sense what you are needing most during each listening. To begin, you will want to get as comfortable as possible. Sitting or lying, you will want to be well supported. Position your hands in a way that is comfortable for you. You might want to place one of your hands on your heart and allow your other hand to lie open in a receptive way. And letting your eyelids close, taking a full, deep breath, breathing into your chest and belly. And again, breathing in, slowly, deeply, easily, releasing slowly, easily. Again, breathing in, allowing each breath to flow to the center of your chest, gently touching the tightness around your heart, easing, soothing any ache, any pain. And again, breathing in, remembering with each breath that it is God's love that sustains you. With each breath, seeing God's love, this pure, clear light flowing into every cell of your body, revitalizing every cell, washing away any and all tension and discomfort with each breath. Each new breath reminding you that your body is a gift from God. Each new breath clearing your mind, opening your heart, so that for just a few moments, your mind is still and your heart is at ease. And now, picturing yourself in a lush open meadow. a meadow that is surrounded on three sides by tall, graceful trees. A meadow that sits next to a large body of water. Water that is absolutely still and quiet. Allowing yourself to take in the beauty of this place, allowing it to become real to you. Drinking in with your eyes the colors and textures of the grasses and flowers. Drinking in the colors and textures of the trees, the water, the sky. Aware of the feel of whatever it is you're sitting on or lying on. Whether it is a soft, dry grass or a large, warm rock. Letting yourself feel the sweet, pure air on your skin. The warmth of the sun. The coolness of the slight breeze. Breathing in with ease the gentle fragrances of the trees and flowers and grasses. And listening to the deep silences of this meadow. Listening to the quiet of the still water. Aware of the occasional sounds of the breeze moving through the trees and grasses. Aware as well of the occasional music of the birds. Taking it all in with all your senses. Taking in the wonder of it as you continue to breathe in deeply and easily. As you breathe in deeply and easily, you are aware that the peacefulness all around you is now flowing into every cell of your body. With each breath, the serenity all around you enters your heart and mind, and you realize that you, like the water, are becoming wonderfully quieted and still. And as you continue to rest deeply and peacefully, certain of the safety of this place, grateful to be here, you see someone at a distance moving toward you, and you know that this is someone your heart longs for, someone you are glad to see. As this one moves closer, you see that it is Jesus, and you realize it is Jesus who provided this green pasture. It is Jesus who is teaching you to rest beside these still waters. Jesus is close to you now, perhaps kneeling on one knee beside you, looking with joy into your eyes. And you see in his eyes a look of love, that is at once both strong and tender. It may not be easy at first to continue looking into his loving eyes, taking in the boundless love that is there, but you find yourself doing so. Seeing the delight he has for you. Seeing the deep knowing he has of all you've been through, of all that causes your heart to be afraid. You know in this moment that you are seen and known, that you are deeply, lovingly understood, that you are loved. You hear him speak gently to you. He tells you that he knows all the times you have been afraid. He knows you have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. He knows, he tells you, because he has always been with you. In every fear, every danger, always. You need not fear any evil, he tells you, because he has been with you. He is with you now, and he will be with you in the future, always. Listening to his words, hearing and seeing his loving care for you, your body relaxes more deeply. Your mind completely clears of all anxious thoughts. Your heart opens in love and gratitude. In this state of calm openness, you find yourself reflecting on some of the things that cause you to feel afraid. Events in the past, events you anticipate in the future. Realizing that you see these events now in a new way. You see Jesus there with you. Jesus there, loving you, helping you, comforting you. Allow yourself to stay with the gift, the wonder of his loving presence with you. So, in the light of the beauty of this love that Jesus has for you, seeing yourself and your life in new ways, taking in the love and care that have always been with you, you begin feeling a new kindness and compassion toward yourself, realizing the kindness and compassion Jesus has felt for you in every moment of your life. realizing he suffered all things with you. Sharing all sorrow and all joy with you. And perhaps responding in some way to Jesus, so that his love for you and your love for him unites you with him in strong, tender ways, increasing your gratitude, deepening your certainty of his loving presence with you always. And when you are ready, with gratitude and quiet, thanking Jesus for this time together, knowing that even as you prepare to leave this place, you are not leaving him or this place, but rather carrying them with you deep inside. This peaceful place of beauty and friendship with Jesus, staying with your heart and mind, continuing to free you from all fear. Taking some time to look around again at the beauty of the green meadow and the calmness of the deeply blue water. Feeling peaceful beyond understanding. Knowing that you can return to this place anytime. Breathing deeply, easily, allowing your awareness to begin to return to the room or place you are in. Aware of your body. Aware of a wonderful stillness inside. Feeling fully present and alert, prepared for whatever awaits you, confident and clear, remembering you are loved, opening your eyes gently, and again breathing fully and easily. Knowing in the depths of your spirit a deep peace. Knowing that you are precious to God. You end this time of meditation aware that the love of God for you is more powerful than all your fears. The following are affirmations, positive statements designed to help ease your fear. Try breathing deeply and easily as you listen, opening your heart and mind to each statement. Try repeating each statement aloud or quietly to yourself as a way of taking it in. I am coming to see that fear is a part of normal human experience, and that I do not need to feel ashamed of my fear. I am coming to see that fear is a part of normal human experience, and that I do not need to feel ashamed of my fear. I know that acknowledging my fears is an important part of allowing myself to heal. I know that acknowledging my fears is an important part of allowing myself to heal. I understand that facing my fears is more helpful than running from my fears. I understand that facing my fears is more helpful than running from my fears. I am learning that experiencing fear does not mean I lack faith. I am learning that experiencing fear does not mean I lack faith. I am learning that I am not a spiritual failure because I am sometimes afraid. I am learning that I am not a spiritual failure because I am sometimes afraid. I understand that without fear, there could be no courage. I am learning to become a courageous person. I understand that without fear, there can be no courage. I am learning to become a courageous person. I remember that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I remember that God does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I know that God invites me to rest. I know that God invites me to rest. As I breathe deeply and easily, my mind clears of anxious thoughts, and my heart opens to God's peace. As I breathe deeply and easily, my mind clears of anxious thoughts, and my heart opens to God's peace. I can picture God's love as pure, clear light flowing into me with each breath. I can picture God's love as pure, clear light flowing into me with each breath. I am realizing that God loves me, delights in me, and has great compassion for me. I am realizing that God loves me, delights in me, and has great compassion for me. I am learning to be more compassionate and gentle with myself. I am learning to be more compassionate and gentle with myself. I can rest more and more deeply, knowing that God is like a shepherd to me, caring for me, providing for me, guiding me. I can rest more and more deeply, knowing that God is like a shepherd to me, caring for me, providing for me, guiding me. My mind and body are able to relax more deeply as I rest in God's love. My mind and body are able to relax more deeply as I rest in God's love. I realize that I need not fear any evil, because God who loves me is always with me. I realize that I need not fear any evil, because God who loves me is always with me. I know that even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me. I know that even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with me. My heart is filled with gratitude to God for the love and care I have been shown. My heart is filled with gratitude to God for the love and care I have been shown. I invite God to quiet my heart and mind, to ease my fears, to give me the gift of deep peace. I invite God to quiet my heart and mind, to ease my fears, to give me the gift of deep peace. I invite others in my life to support me in my journey to heal my fears. I invite others in my life to support me in my journey to heal my fears. I choose to entrust myself and others in my life to God's care and keeping. I choose to entrust myself and others in my life to God's care and keeping. I release each and all of my fears to God. I release each and all of my fears to God. I feel growing confidence and ease as I rest in God's love more and more. I feel growing confidence and ease as I rest in God's love more and more. I know the day will come when my heart and mind will truly be at peace. I know the day will come when my heart and mind will truly be at peace. I open my mind and heart to receive all the love and blessing God has for me each moment of each day. I open my mind and heart to receive all the love and blessing God has for me each moment of each day.